Tombs of the Kings. Introduction. Coming out from the ticketing office, the custodian's office, and before starting your tour, stop for a while on the right-hand side, in front of the stone sign of the necropolis aerial photo. You will hear a historical background which will help you to better comprehend the archaeological site, the Tombs of the Kings. The archaeological site of the Tombs of the Kings constitutes a part of the cemeteries of ancient Paphos and is situated on the edge of the said northern necropolis. This site, as well as the archaeological park of Katopaphos, is listed as World Cultural Heritage by UNESCO. The Tombs of the Kings are burial monuments, entirely hewn out of the rock, and they are included in the most important works of ancient times that have been saved, for they are among the few monuments of Hellenistic architecture that can be seen in Paphos. You must certainly be wondering why a necropolis is important and why it is worth visiting one. A necropolis gives us important information on the life of the inhabitants of the city, mainly regarding their social status and sometimes regarding their professions. Furthermore, we acquire information that concerns daily life in the city, the relations with the outside world, the contacts with other cultures, and eventually how they were influenced by them. The burial habits of inhabitants are also an important subject of study, as the way of burial and the offerings accompanying the dead reveal their religious convictions, their origin, and other precious historical elements. Despite the name of the site, the Tombs of the Kings, there isn't any archaeological evidence, except perhaps in one case that we will see later on, which proves that Cypriot kings have been buried in these monuments. The chronology of the tombs to the Hellenistic and Roman period excludes this possibility, as the Cypriot kingdoms were abolished with the conquest of Cyprus by the Ptolemies. Their name is therefore due to their monumental aspect and to the magnificence of their architecture.